USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With multiple battleground states too close to call, the White House still hangs in the balance. Former Vice President Joe Biden said Wednesday that he would not declare victory, but believes he will be elected president when all the votes are counted. He told supporters that if elected, he will govern for all Americans.
To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as enemies. We are not enemies. What brings us together as Americans is so much stronger than anything that can tear us apart. So let me be clear. We are campaigning as a Democrat, but I will govern as an American president.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia over continued vote counting. They're also asking for a recount in Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Oregon's governor has extended her joint police command several more days as protests in Portland erupted into a riot. Governor Kate Brown activated the state's National Guard Tuesday night after protesters were seen smashing the windows of downtown businesses. Brown says she will keep police officers, state troopers, and sheriff's deputies in the city under a unified command until at least Friday, as uncertainty over the presidential election continues to spur nightly protests. While most of the country has been focused on the election, cases of COVID-19 continue to rise. The U.S. set a new record for cases on Wednesday with over 104,000 new cases. It's the first time that daily cases have topped 100,000. Hospitalizations from the virus are also on the rise, with several states reporting record levels. Indiana, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Oklahoma have all reported record numbers of COVID patients. Officials in Iowa and Missouri warn that hospitals in their states are becoming dangerously close to being overwhelmed with patients. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about My Pillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a My Pillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 My Pillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A new round of coronavirus stimulus will be the top priority for the Senate now that the election is over, according to the Senate Majority Leader. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
With the election still hanging in the balance, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says another stimulus package should be passed before the end of the year.
We need another rescue package. The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating directly with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin as Senate Republican leaders have remained largely on the sidelines.
The Detroit Lions have placed quarterback Matthew Stafford on their reserve COVID-19 list for the second time this season. He missed practice Wednesday after being deemed a close contact of someone outside of the team who tested positive. Should he test negative every day through Sunday, he would still be eligible to play against the Minnesota Vikings. Stafford landed on the list back in August after a test which turned out to be a false positive. That incident caused the NFL to change its testing protocols. Also, the San Francisco 49ers have placed 4 of their players on the reserve COVID list after one of them tested positive. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne tested positive on Tuesday. Then fellow wideouts Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and left tackle Trent Williams were added to the list as close contacts of Bourne. All 4 will miss the Niners game Thursday against Green Bay. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.